Let's kick off with a look at this week's science news headlines, as ever. And first up, there's evidence now that the question of whether human adults can make new brain cells and use those brain cells appears to have been resolved. And that has been done using, would you believe it, nuclear bomb tests from the Cold War era. This is the work of Kirsty Spalding. She's a researcher at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. It's published this week in the journal Cell. And what she and her team have been developing over the last about 10 years is a way of carbon dating cells using carbon, which is in the DNA in those cells. So what she has done is to get samples of brain tissue from people aged between 19 and 92. You extract the DNA from those cells, and because when people are eating food, and that food has been grown from plants, which is taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, the amount of radioactive carbon in the form of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere ultimately ends up in that person. Now, if nerve cells are only born in a person when they are themselves born, in other words, one person's set of brain cells has to last a lifetime, then the amount of radioactive carbon-14 should be equivalent to what was in the atmosphere at the time when that person was born. If, on the other hand, they're making new nerve cells during their lifetime, then they're going to put in a carbon signature equivalent to what is in the atmosphere at the time they make those new nerve cells, because they're eating food that's just been produced. And they can actually carbon date cells to within 1.5 years of their real age. Magically, what they find is that there is clear evidence that the hippocampus, the part of the brain on each side which is concerned with memory, is turning over cells at the rate of 700 new nerve cells being born every day and wired into the brain. So over a year, that adds up to a replacement of roughly 2% of your hippocampus cells. And over a lifetime, a third of the brain cells actually become replaced over your lifetime with newborn nerve cells. And this shows that the adult brain clearly can make new nerve cells. They wire themselves in and they're functional.
And how did these nuclear bombs help them to discover that?
Well, because the nuclear tests in the Cold War era in the 1950s and the 1960s led to the ejection into the atmosphere of large amounts of radioactive material, including radiocarbon, it raised the overall amount of radioactive carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and there's a blip on the atmospheric radiocarbon graph, which would have been taken in by plants and then fed into animals and ultimately through the food chain ended up in people and is mirrored in these people's DNA.
It's interesting that we're making these new cells even in adult life, because we talk about how it's much easier to learn a new language when you're a young kid and so forth.
They and others have been looking at this issue because originally the dogma was the brain doesn't make new nerve cells. This is part of the reason why we get degenerative brain diseases. But then in the late 90s, researchers in several countries realised that the brain can make new nerve cells, not everywhere, but in some discrete places. But then critics said they probably don't do anything. They probably don't survive, they just die off. So the question has been, well, do they actually do anything? And if they do, how long do they live for? This study shows that they're not living as long as your own normal brain cells. Maybe they live 10 times less long, but they nonetheless live a fairly long time, and they clearly are wiring themselves in and contributing in relation to memory. And they say that needs to be studied next, because perhaps these cells are involved in storing new memories.